Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, January 30th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Steve up in Gatesville from the UP. You have all year to ride ORVs on the trails. However, no wheeled vehicles are allowed on groomed snowmobile trails from December 1st through March 31st. Grooming operations are for snowmobiles only, and the wheels destroy the grooming. And Ian Murphy comes back and says, yes, on the groomed trails, absolutely correct. And there are other trails and other places to ride the ORVs, off-road vehicles. So greatly appreciate that conversation. Now, again, I want to remind you that we still have 8 sets of books and guides available for the class coming up this Saturday. We're going to be in St. Ignace. We'll be spending the night, thanks to the Quality Inn hosting us there. We will get up early Saturday morning, get over to the Little Bear East Arena, and get set up for the class. I ordered 10 extra books and guides past the deadline on Friday because I knew there would be some folks interested, perhaps, as we always seem to miss deadlines. We're crazy busy. Then you hear, oh, darn, I missed the deadline. I really wanted to go. Well, just text me class, and I'll text you the flyer and the link to the website, acconservatives.org. It's been updated. It shows that we are now accepting registrations until this Friday, as long as we have books available. I want to mention some of the sponsors of the event. Besides, of course, the Mackinac County Republican Party, Frisky's Farm Market, they're giving us 3 bushels of their apples. We'll be bringing those with us. Gustafson's Smoked Fish and Beef Jerky in Brevoort. The Quality Inn in St. Ignace off US 2, that's the one near the Mighty Mac, near the bridge. Bedoin's Marathon out of Naubin Way. They've offered up some gas cards for folks coming a long way. And, of course, Seawald's Towing right there in, I believe, St. Ignace. Now, there will be a vendor at the event. I want to talk about this because a lot of people have been saying, you know what, we want to get out there. We want to support and show our support for Donald Trump. Well, we have a sponsor that is going to be at the event, and we're going to have some things for you set up for you to look at the event. Pretty excited, actually, about this, because one of the things that we have is a situation that the vendors, really, I think we could have a couple of tables set up. But you may want to be able to look at this upcoming event as a way to get some Trump gear and some other flags and things that might be interesting for you to have that you might want to display at your meetings. You might want to fly it outside at your house, whatever. But there is a group, and I'm trying to find the email here. Let me get this one right here. Let me just pull up all the emails I've gotten from her and then I can find it. There we go. No, that's not the one, Randy. Where is it? Okay, there is that email. Okay, well, I think it's this one. No, that's not it. Darn it. Well, I'll find it and get it to you. But there will be a vendor there at the event. Now, this is after the class. We'll be done with the class at 1:30. But yes, there is definitely a vendor that's going to be there that's going to have all of the information available for you to get your Trump gear. It's called Your Trump Store. They're currently traveling the states of Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin this year. They are selling merchandise. They're going to have hats. They're going to have flags. They're going to have all the information and all of the materials you would need for your Lincoln Day parties, watch parties, rallies, anything you're doing this election year, they're going to have tables set up. And they are sponsoring this event as well. It's called Your Trump Store LLC. They're going to have a wide range of hats, flags, scarves, jewelry, pro-America first, and Second Amendment items. So they will be there on Saturday at the class. After the class is over, 1:30, you'll be able to go and get your Trump gear and any other gear that you would like. It's going to be at this event on Saturday as well. Again, so we have 8 tickets available. Just text me class. I'll text you back the website, acconservatives.org, and you can get your last-minute tickets. This is it, folks. This is the final boat, if you will, only because I bought 10 extra books and guides and are able to offer this to you. Probably going to sell out either today, tomorrow, or Thursday. Now, there's a group of freedom fighters in Lansing as state reps. You've heard us talk about it with Neil Friske, state representative from the 107th. I've also had Steve Carr on the show. While the chair of the Michigan House Freedom Caucus yesterday urged Republicans to unite behind the Michigan Republican Party chairwoman, Christina Crammel, as being the rightful chair. In a 2-page letter, Kara makes the case that Crammel has been under attack by Republicans within the party since the very beginning of her tenure back February 18th of 2023. Quote, "The harsh reality is the plot to erase the historic grassroots victory in Michigan was well orchestrated and fueled by the fake news media," end quote, said Kara. These attacks weren't about Crammel. These attacks was based on our grassroots victory. Unfortunately, well-intentioned grassroots activists have turned against one another due to their differing perspectives, which is built off of confusion, misunderstanding, and chaos, all promoted by the fake news, end quote, said Kara. Kara claims bylaws weren't followed by those state committee members who called the special meeting to remove Crammel on January 6th. In fact, he said 4 of the state committee members who signed for the special meeting had not properly paid their $50 fees. Under the bylaws, anybody who has not paid the $50 fee shall be suspended of the rights and privileges of such regular members until the contribution is made. Additionally, now we find out that the National Committee woman, Kathleen Burden, isn't even a resident of the state of Michigan any longer. She's moved to Tennessee to be with family. How could someone who lives in Tennessee vote at a Michigan Republican Party state committee meeting. Kara goes on to say, thanks to leaders such as Christina Caramo, we've grown a movement that is restoring the Michigan Republican Party and is passionate about standing on principles and fighting not only for us Michiganders, but those behind bars because of overreaching policies. Of course, I'm sure he's referring to Ryan Kelly and all of the patriots still being held in a Washington, D.C. jail from January 6th, folks, of 2021. They've been in jail going on 3 years. Pretty interesting. Well, according to Kent County records, Tuesday event evidentiary hearing on a complaint filed in the Michigan GOP leadership dispute was adjourned. Seven of the Republican state committee members who filed a lawsuit in Kent County seeking to validate a vote that ousted Christina Caramo on January the 19th and 20th. Well, the dispute has been adjourned. Caramo and her attorney held that its own meeting on January 13th to keep her as chair is the legally correct meeting. Caramo filed a motion to dismiss their case, has requested oral arguments, and that has been set for March the 15th. So, that is another component. Then, of course, former Attorney General nominee Matt DiPerno penned a 23-page letter on January 9th to the Republican National Committee that details the process that the Republican State Committee members followed in removing Christina Caramo on January 6th and her defiance to acknowledge the results. Kind of an interesting post on the RNC's website. Final segment of number two, we'll be right back.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin passenger tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Contained in this 23-page letter that Matt DiPerno sent to the Republican National Committee detailing how January 6th meeting was legitimate. Again, why Matt DiPerno, who lost to Christina Caramo, why he is being so hell-bent on continuing this process, I have no idea. The only thing I can say is sore loser. Or is he being paid to do this by Betsy DeVos and other people like her? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Well, he included a screenshot of the RNC's website where under Michigan, it's supposed to show pictures and names of the three members of the national committee to the RNC from our state. Every state has a national committee man, a national committee woman, and the picture of the chair. Well, Kathy Burden is listed there as National Committee Woman with her picture. She no longer even lives in the state of Michigan. That was admitted to in court by her attorney this week, who said she now is a resident of the state of Tennessee. But yet she voted on January 6th to remove Christina, and then she voted on January 20th to install Pete Hoekstra. Well, where it says state chairman, there's no picture, and it says vacant. So the RNC themselves on their website today is saying that the state of Michigan does not have a chairman for the Michigan Republican Party. It's basically what their own website is admitting. So again, hearing today, we'll see what happens. We'll see exactly where this all goes. We'll follow this story and keep you up to date. Now, one thing that I do want to mention, and I want to make sure I'm clear on this, today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of the extended end-of-the-year blowout sale for Well Connects. You'll stop hearing the commercials as of midnight tomorrow. Prices will go up. You'll lose the ability for us to date the sales agreement for you to file on your 2023 taxes to get the tax credit 30%, $3,300 tax credit off of your tax bill this year. If you've been to your accountant already, you know what your tax liability is going to be if you're a business owner filing quarterly filings, but you may end up being short. Well, getting a Well Connect unit could offset that tax liability by $3,300. And if you have a co-op as your electric co-op, you'll be able to get $2,000, $1,500 to $2,000 cash rebate from them for getting the unit installed. So again, call 231-420-8320. Leave your name, phone number, best time to call you back, what city you're from, and who is your electric company. Find out that information for us. Leave it on a voicemail message. If you could, turn around, text the same information to that same number, 231-420-8320. We'll call you back. We'll get all the information from you. We'll submit it to the factory. We'll get you a proposal, and we'll save you a ton of money. And if you're thinking about replacing your air conditioning unit this year, you really need to look at getting a Well Connect. 400% more efficient to air condition your home this summer than regular central air conditioning. We average about $25 a month to air condition 3,000 square feet. Honestly, I think it's way more than 400%, but that's what the factory instructs me to tell you. Because we were spending close to $250 to $300 a month when we were using our central air conditioning prior to getting the Well Connect unit installed here at the home studio. So again, that number, 231-420-8320. You got today and tomorrow. Midnight tomorrow, the promotion ends. I want to make sure you take advantage of it. Now, one of the things we're looking at, a couple of stories, has to do with the state of the state address that Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave this past week. And it's really interesting how some people are taking advantage of the statements that Governor Gretchen Whitmer put out there in her speech. Others are opposed to it. Now, one of the things is pretty interesting. Executive Director Abby Mitch of Michigan Rising Action, and then another executive director, Marina Taylor of Fund MI Future, surprised by how much they agree in terms of disappointments and certain questions about where the heck the money's coming from. We're going to have that story in the next segment. Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source.
Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting for